So in terms of how Catch has progressed this season, they're about sort of 65-70% of the way through the total allowable commercial catch or quota. So that's sitting at just over 1,245 tonnes at the moment. And they're slightly ahead of where we were this time last year, with a few less landings, as in fishing trips. So that's a good sign. It's been a positive season so far.
Is there anything that really shapes that season, or it's just suggesting that there's a healthy population out there?
Yeah, that's right. So I think generally fishers have experienced reasonable catch rates throughout the year, which is good in terms of efficiency and the way they operate their businesses as well. So that's quite positive.
How are prices going? We're leading up to the Chinese New Year. That would obviously lift prices.
Yeah, it depends. So Chinese New Year is late this year. It's sort of later in February. I think it's around the 19th of February. Often we sort of have that around this time. But price has been generally strong this season. The last couple of years, Chinese New Year hasn't made a massive difference to the price, so it will be interesting to see what happens this year with Chinese New Year being later.
What are the prices per kilo at the moment?
As an industry body, we don't sort of keep too close an eye on it sort of day to day, but I think we'd be averaging in excess of $80 a kilo this year, which is really good.
Because it's interesting, we always hear different numbers. So, you know, if I'm hearing figures of $100 a kilo and above, do you think that's excessive?
I guess it's the price is always going to be dictated by what the market will pay. The Southern Rock Lobster and I think South Australia in the Southern Zone within that Chinese market is revered as an extremely high quality premium product. So the market will dictate the price, and at the moment I think they're realistic prices.
And so do you think because that New Year is a little bit later, that's why a few fishers have put their boat away for a few weeks, had a bit of a Christmas holiday and New Year break, and will get out there again to catch rock lobster just for that demand?
Yeah, and I think, you know, all fishers have different situations in terms of the way they run their businesses. Obviously, under a quota management system, there's a finite amount of catch. So absolutely, some fishers will, if you like, fish around price and when they think those high price periods will be. And we've seen that to a degree this season.
And so what does such a successful season mean for next year, and how does that dictate the quota?
So we'll have to all wait and see on that. It's an interesting question at the moment as well. We've had a visit from our Minister, the Honourable Leon Bignall, early in January. And one of the issues that we talked through with the Minister is the current review of the harvest strategy for the fishery. So they're the rules that set TAC. That's primarily driven for our fishery by catch rate, kilograms per pot lift caught across the zone, and also the number of undersize per pot lift, if you like, an average figure. So we don't know. We haven't seen any updated figures on those stats this year yet. We will get a mid-season update in the coming months. So that's sort of what everyone will keep an eye out for coming up.
The Fisheries Minister, Leon Bignall, will have the final say on next season's quota, but there's a lot of confusion about how he's going to shape his decision. In the past, an advisory committee referred to as MAC would review the season's catch and make recommendations to government. But last year, Premier Jay Weatherill announced that MAC would be scrapped, along with more than 100 other boards and committees. The Premier said his plan was to talk more directly to affected groups about policy decisions and therefore save on board fees and administration costs. Justin Phillips says MAC was already doing exactly that.
That group is something that the cost is met 100% by licence holders in the fishery, so we pay for it. The industry played a key role in establishing that group, so if you like, we asked for it. So we're looking at the moment, we're working closely also with the Northern Zone Rock Lobster Fishery to re-establish a MAC. That's something that we view as important.
And so it sounds like you're hoping to recreate it pretty much as it was.
That's correct. It's gone. It will go. There's nothing we can do about that. We've elected to put a very similar model in place going forward over the next couple of months.